Today, President Biden announced that Air India will buy more than 200 Boeing jets, Boeing's third largest deal by value of all time. Air India will also buy 250 jets from the European company Airbus. Robin Farzad joins us now. He's host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Hi there.
And recently, as you know, President Biden said this deal will support over 1 million American jobs across 44 states. He's also talked a lot about bringing back America First manufacturing. So will this Boeing deal do what he says it will do?
Yeah, it's a lot of popular red meat in there. In fact, he emphasized that a lot of these would be jobs that don't even require a college education. And it's a gigantic national champion, Boeing. I mean, if you're a major international carrier, you have a choice really between Boeing or Airbus, which is Europe's aviation national champion, and to a lesser extent, some Brazilian manufacturer. So this is a huge win for him as he's gearing up his 2024 reelection campaign. And yes, there's a long supply chain in the United States. Boeing's reputation has been impaired. India is in the process of catapulting itself to be the world's most populous democracy and one of its top economies. So they want to bill it as a kind of a win-win-win.
Well, and we've mentioned Boeing a lot in recent memory, but it's not always been good news. There were those devastating crashes of the two 737 MAX planes. That was a few years ago. Then, of course, the COVID disruption. So, you know, how big a deal is this for Boeing?
It's enormous for them when you have a major carrier such as Air India and it being privatized recently, and this company, the parent company, Tata, saying we want it to be world-class up there with Emirates and Qatar. Certainly Boeing wants to be one of the major players to kind of provision that. It's hugely prestigious because there's also an arms race for these massive transcontinental jets, and you're going to see others kind of follow suit. And I'm sure the Indians, with the help of the White House, struck a great deal. They did not pay list price for Boeing.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. And talk more about what this says. I mean, you mentioned, you know, Air India representing something India is trying to do pole vault, you know, itself. But what does this say about air travel in general?
I think air travel in general is you see these emerging economies and India has taken so many tens of millions of people out of poverty. Again, it's going to become the most populous country in the world right now. It's one of the top economies on the planet, having catapulted from, say, number 11 or number 12 a decade ago to being larger now than Brazil, Russia, France, the UK. It's pretty unbelievable. And when you take all of these people into an emerging middle class in these developing economies, they want to travel. They want to feel those oats. They want to go across the country. It helps India also employ millions of people building these airports, servicing these airports, food service, sanitation workers. So the government there also wants to deliver this, but it can't do it without these jumbo jetliners.
Okay. This is unfair to ask this question, but if anyone can do this in 45 seconds, you can. We got the consumer price index data this morning. Inflation up on a monthly basis, down on an annual basis. Say what?
Yeah, inflation is still sticky. It's still with us, and it's going to take at least a couple more rate hikes to vanquish this beast. This could be a problem that follows us well into 2024, and the market's reacting to that today.
Oh, you got 30 seconds left. What might the Fed do?
I think the Fed's going to hike at least two more times, and then if we still get more inflationary data, unfortunately, that's not off the table for the rest of the year.
Wow. Robin Farzad got it all in. Host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, thank you.
Thank you.